It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Disney is thinking about giving Elsa from Frozen a lesbian love interest.
Oh, really? Tell me more.
So, Frozen was first released, of course, 4 years ago, and since then, the gay community has urged Disney to create a gay girlfriend for Elsa. Now, Jennifer Lee, who is the co-director and writer for the hit movie, said that she is thinking about the proposition of a queer Elsa for the sequel, so they're not ruling it out.
What about, what's the snowman, Olaf?
Yeah.
I mean, what about him?
But I'm gay. I don't like vaginas.
I mean, what about
he
him?
He seems gayer than Elsa, I can say that. Police responded to a disturbance call from Tori Spelling's house in Los Angeles yesterday. The actress was described as a female with possible mental illness. The 911 caller was her husband, Dee McDermott. He said that Tori was having a breakdown. She didn't have a weapon but was behaving aggressively. Sources say that she called 911 herself on Wednesday evening to report a break-in, but that it was actually just her husband, Dee McDermott, coming home. So kind of weird stuff here.
So did they do this again?
Yeah, cops took a domestic disturbance statement, but Tori wasn't hauled in for an evaluation. Apparently, she didn't meet the criteria for that. And then on Wednesday, Tori Spelling talked mommyhood struggles with Bachelor alum Corinne Olympios. So Corinne says that she hung out with Tori after her Secrets in the Sauce cooking segment on Wednesday. And Corinne says that she was in the makeup room with Tori, who was quiet at first and exhibited signs of a distressed mom. She says that Tori seemed particularly overwhelmed that she got pregnant immediately after giving birth to kid number 4 last year. And Corinne also said that Tori cracked a joke about not wanting to head straight home after the segment. Kelly Ripa said that she and Ryan Seacrest, she had Ryan Seacrest back amid the sexual harassment allegations being made against him on Live with Kelly and Ryan yesterday.
I just want you to know that you are a privilege to work with, and I adore you. And I'm speaking on behalf of all of us here. I know what an easy, professional, great person you are, and I feel very, very lucky to work with you each and every day.
Actress Christy Swanson, who's the original Buffy the Vampire Slayer from the 1992 movie, has been calling out Justin Bieber on Twitter. Seems the pop star continues to park his vehicles in spots reserved for the handicapped.
Aw, come on, Biebs.
On February 26th, she posted two photos of Bieber's Mercedes SUV parked in a handicapped spot. She captioned the photos, "Hey, Justin Bieber, is it too late now to say I'm not sorry for posting this? Can you please stop parking your cars and handicapped at our rink? You see, actual handicapped folks need these spots during all business hours. Hashtag illegal parking, hashtag rude, hashtag entitled, hashtag please stop." Taylor Swift made a big announcement regarding her Reputation Stadium tour yesterday with a video.
"Hey guys, this is a Reputation Stadium tour update, and I've been wanting to tell you this for a really long time, but the opening acts on the Reputation Stadium tour will be Charlie XCX and Camila Cabello.
Woo!
So I'm really excited. I hope you are too, and I can't wait to see you. Can't wait to see them. Really excited just about the whole thing.
Who do you guys want to see when Taylor comes to town?
Camila. For sure, Camila.
What if Charlie XCX was it? Would you be like, wah, wah?
Well, yeah, only because Camila has the number one selling album right now.
Oh, for sure.
The whole album is amazing. I've been listening to it nonstop since it came out. I really wanted to see her on her own tour, but she's not coming to Indy, so I would really hope that because she isn't going to be here on her own tour, then that would mean that this would be a stop that she's going to be here on. Alec Baldwin said that he and his wife have decided that they're going to give it everything they have to help Democrats win the midterms and get rid of President Donald Trump. "Tell me something I don't know." He said, "I'll vote for Mitt Romney. I don't care. Anybody over this guy, it doesn't matter. We have to get rid of him." In the same piece, Baldwin was asked about playing Trump on Saturday Night Live and how much longer he plans to do his impersonation of the president. He explained, "Every time I do it now, it's like agony, agony. I can't." There's been speculation that Jay-Z and Beyonce might be going on a world tour and releasing a joint album. An Italian newspaper wrote that they are soon announcing the release of their joint album, possibly as early as next week. In late January, there were rumors that an announcement may come as early as the NBA All-Star Weekend in February. Seeing as All-Star Weekend has passed and still no word on a collaboration, it probably wasn't true. But now there's speculation that April may be the next chance. Their 10-year anniversary is coming up on April 4th. They could be celebrating with a joint album and a world tour announcement.
Could you imagine?
I saw them on whatever, I can't even think what it was called, but whatever the last tour was that was both of them on it, and yeah, it was one of the best concerts. I've seen her twice, and that was one of the best tours that I've ever seen live ever.
I think that's like an artist, and well, both of them that you'd want to see. For sure, I'd love to see Jay-Z just because I love rap, but Beyonce still would put on a hell of a show.
She's amazing. That is the garbage.